السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله. Imagine the Sahaba Kiram رضي الله عنهم. A man who's known to be one who was ready for all difficult circumstances. رجل المهمات الصعبة. A muscular, vibrant, young, handsome personality. Pure-hearted, courageous, swift, daring, intelligent, witty. Subhanallah. Really, I can never have the vocab to describe the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum and this glorious Sahabi radiallahu anhum. But really, every Sahabi we go into, we find that really, this is my favorite. This is my hero. This is the reality of the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. Unlike the false heroes that are made up stories by those that have no heroes. And the shocking reality is they defame the reality of our history and have none to be exemplary for them. So they make up fairy tales just to be role models for their youth. But we have it right before us. All it takes is to look into the lives of the best of the best, the companions of the best of Allah's creation. Muhammadur Rasulullah, walladhina ma'ahu, subhanallah. Those that were in the company of Janab Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This is none other than, Allahu Akbar, Marfad bin Kannaz, bin Husayn, bin Yarbu' al-Ghanawi al-Badri, radiyallahu anhu. His father, Kannaz, was also a sahabi. So this Sahabi is known as Marthad bin Abi Marthad because his father was known as Abu Marthad radiyallahu anhu. He was an ally of Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu anhu in the Meccan stages. He had a younger brother, Anas bin Abi Marthad radiyallahu anhu. His brother was also quite courageous, was a powerful hero like him. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his brother on the occasion of Hunayn that Jannah is wajib for you. Subhanallah, they sacrificed in the Meccan stage. And then came the days of Hijrah, when they also, meaning Hazrat Marthad, his father, his brother, their family, implementing Allah's command, leaving their homeland, migrating for Allah to a new land, going to the people of Medina Munawwara. And subhanallah, the helpers, subhanallah, the khuddam of deen, the helpers of Allah's deen, the people of Medina Munawwara, welcomed them wholeheartedly with open arms in Medina Munawwara. And who hosted them at first? None other than Hazrat Kulthum ibn al-Hidm radiallahu anhu. Some reports mention Sa'd bin Khaythama radiallahu anhu. When he migrated to Medina Munawwara, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established a pact of brotherhood between Hazrat Marthad al-Ghanawi and Aws ibn al-Samit. That's the famous brother of Ubadat ibn al-Samit radiallahu anhu. On the occasion of Badr, subhanAllah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum radiallahu anhu, deputy in charge of Medina Munawwara, and went on in Allah's way. With them was none other than Hazrat Marthad radiallahu anhu. As they were traveling, three Sahaba would take turns on one camel. And who would share the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was none other than Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Marthad was one of the few that had a horse. He had a horse that was named Sabal, mashallah. The word Sabal means rain, when rain falls from the sky just before it reaches the ground. So the falling rain is Sabal. Now rain is mercy, subhanallah. What a ni'mah of Allah is water. Water is mentioned in the Quran Kareem approximately 33 times, whereas land is mentioned 13 times, ratio approximately 0.71%, 71% ocean, 29% land, 71% water, 29% dry land. That's the ratio of ocean and land on earth and in the human body. Subhanallah, there's so many parables of water in the Quran Kareem, and subhanallah, water being life. And there's so many parables of deen. And then, subhanAllah, the da'wat of deen is equated to water. Like deen needs da'wat to come alive. SubhanAllah, this world needs water. That's why, interestingly, one of the meanings of this verse, which is in Surah Yusuf, ayat number 109 and 110. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Tell them, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is my way, sabili, my way. But this my way originally comes from the word sabal, sabil, path, my road, my pattern, my way, my sabil, my track, my path, my road, my way. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam's way? Is da'wat ilallah. Sabili ad'u ilallah ala basira, with wisdom and insight. I do this, I invite every person to Islam, I invite all people to Allah, wa man ittaba'ani, and all those that follow me, their path, their way, their track, their work, their pattern, their mode is da'wat ilallah. Sabil. Now, sabil comes from the word sabal, which means water. So there's a beautiful similitude and parable, equation of da'wat and water, subhanallah. Like we need water to live with the permission of Allah, for deen to come alive also, for deen, mashallah, to be rejuvenated, da'wat is needed, subhanallah. That's why every Nabi of Allah was sent with da'wat ilallah. And the first da'wat is to invite to Allah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. How? With wisdom. أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. With wisdom, introduce Allah to all and sundry. So Hazrat Marthad's horse's name was Sabal. Now as they traveled along, when it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's turn to alight, to get off from the conveyance, the both, Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abu Lubaba, would say, "Oh Allah's beloved, we are continuing to walk, you continue riding." The beloved of Allah would say, "Ma antuma bi aqwa minni, you all are not stronger than me. Wa ma ana bi aghna anil ajri minkuma, nor am I independent of reward than you." Subhanallah. You're not stronger than me. Who could be stronger than Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And look at his humility. Who would have more rewards than him? Allah in the Quran Kareem says, your rewards are unlimited, are continuous. Everyone is indebted to you. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرًا مَمْنُونَ. But Allah's beloved said, I also want thawab. I also want reward. Imagine you and I. We should also be enthusiastic to acquire reward. Let's never be independent of wanting more reward. Acquiring knowledge, wanting more knowledge, wanting more good deeds, wanting more thawab. This should be our zest, our enthusiasm. When they reached an area called Roha, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Abu Lubaba to Madinah Munawwara, appointing him in charge and to assist Hazrat Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu. Due to Hazrat Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu being visually impaired. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined Hazrat Marthad with him on the same conveyance in place of Abu Lubaba bin Abdul Mundhir radiallahu anhuma. So imagine it would have also happened to Abu Lubaba, where Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that, no, I do not want you to walk in lieu of me. I also want to walk. You're not stronger than me, Abu Marthad, and I'm not independent of reward like you want thawab. I also want thawab. And Allah's beloved saying to Hazrat Marthad, you're not stronger than me. Hazrat Marthad was so strong, Ya Allah, as we will see. But who would be stronger than the strongest of Allah's creation, the best of Allah's creation, the greatest of Allah's creation, the smartest of Allah's creation, the most beautiful of Allah's creation, the most excellent of Allah's creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Marthad was one of those who, subhanallah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah looked the veterans of Badr and said, do what you wish. I have indeed forgiven you. اعملوا ما شئتم فقد غفرت لكم. رواه البخاري. In one report, فقد وجبت لكم الجنة. جنة is wajib for you. Wahwa. Then Hazrat Marthad also participated in Uhud as well as Hamra al-Asad in the third year after Hijrah.